Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Bechoros. We are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Hamakish Bekarsulav. If a kohen can't do the avoda, if a kohen has a mum where his knees are bent in the wrong direction, so his ankles bang together, and when he walks, Ubar Kavosav, or the it's bent in the other direction, so his meaning he's either bow-legged or the opposite, whatever you call the opposite of bow-legged, where his knees bang with each other. Ubal Pikovi Ikal, or he's a Balpikov or an Ikal. Ezu Ikal, what's an Ikal? Kol Shemakiv Parsosav Einar Kavosav Noshka Zuluzu. If he puts his feet together on the ground and he's sitting, but his knees don't touch each other, because he's bow-legged, pika yotza megudalo, and pika means yotza megudalo, that he has a lump growing out of his thumb or out of his big toe. Akevi yotza lachorov, if his heel sticks out behind him, parsasa ruchavik shalavas, or his foot is wide like a goose, it's bosom ruchavu zualzu, where his fingers or toes grow one over the other, oklutos, or his fingers or toes are attached with an extra piece of skin, so that will also disqualify him from avoda. Ad hapera kosher, if the extra skin goes all the way up until the joint, to the first joint, past the knuckles, then he's kosher. Lematimin hapera kvechatacha kosher, and also if it goes even further, but they cut it, he gets a surgery to separate his limbs properly, that's also kosher. Haisabo yaseres vechatacha, if he had an extra toe or an extra finger, and they did surgery to amputate it, so im yeshba etzem pasul, if it had a bone in it, so he's pasul, vimlav kosher, but if it didn't have a bone in it, then that would kasher him. If a kohen has an extra finger or toe on both of his hands and both of his feet, so he has 24 digits as opposed to the 20 that a regular person has, Rabbi Yehuda says he's still kasher, he's symmetrical, and the Chum say that it's possible because it's weird. If he's ambidextrous, Rabbi says it's possible because he can't be a lefty, and an ambidextrous person is both a lefty and a righty. Come and say that he's kosher because you just need to be a righty, and he is a righty. Hakushi, if he has black skin, vahagichar, or he has red skin, vahalavkan, or he has very white skin, vakipeach, or he's very tall and skinny, vahananas, or he's a midget, vahacherish, or he's deaf mute, vashot, or he's deranged, vashikar, if he's a drunk, or he is drunk currently, uvali nugoyim, or he has tsaras, tahorin, but not tsaras that would make him tame, psulin badam uksherin babehema. So all of those things would make him unable to do the avoda, but if behema had it, then it would be kosher as a carbon. You shouldn't use a deranged animal for a carbon. People with loose hanging skin is possible for an adam, but it would be kosher for a behema. Mishnah Zayin, eluk sherin ba'adam psulin bebehema. Now we're going to see the flip side. What types of mumin are okay for a kohen to have to do the avoda, but would be problematic for a behema? Also, the espino, if you shechted the and its son utrefa, meaning you're not allowed to shech two animals, one a parent and child on the same day. So that doesn't apply to people. Meaning Kohen and his son are allowed to do the avoda on the same day. You can't have two animals that are karbanos on the same day, or that are shecht on the same day. Utrefa, or a trefa, v'yotzi dofet, or a kohen that was delivered by C-section, v'shenev de ben avera, or there was an avera done with them, v'shehimis as adam, or they ever killed the person. So a kohen is still going to be kosher to do the avoda, even though an animal that killed the person is not allowed to be brought as a karban. Now it happens to be a kohen who kills a person is not allowed to duchen. It's just that he's allowed to do the avoda because we assume that it's the hands of the kohen through which the bracha comes through. So in Kategor Nasa Senegor, we don't want those hands to be the source of bracha if they killed the person. Hanosi Nashim Ba'avera Apostle, if someone married women Ba'avera, he married women that he wasn't allowed to marry, so he's apostles him from avoda. Ad She Yadir Hanaya, until he takes a Neder Hana'a that he's never going to do this again. I just had this Shaila recently. Someone asked me that kohen was married to a grusha, so he wasn't allowed to get the first aliyah, he wasn't allowed to duchen, and then his wife died. So he wanted to know, now can I get the first aliyah again? Now can I duchen again? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, like it says over here, Achi Adir Hanoya, until he's Madir Hana, except we add Aldas Rabim. You need the Nadir to be Aldas Rabim, so it's a very firm and strong Nadir. So Rav Shechter said, yeah, but we don't have that kind of Nadir nowadays, because it has to mean a kind of Nadir that a person would be terrified of violating, and probably people don't understand the severity of Nadarim nowadays, so he's just, you know, so he's stuck. He can't go back to having the privileges of a Kohen, even though he doesn't lose his Kuhuna, he's still a Kohen. Hametami lemesim pasul. A Kohen becomes tami to mesim is pasul. Aje kabel of shalom hametami lemesim, until he's makabel that he's not going to do it anymore. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Vav, we said that if a Kohen's ankles knock together or knees knock together when he walks, or he's bow-legged, or he has a lump growing out of his thumb or his big toe, so those are mumin. If his heel juts out in the back, or his foot is flat like a goose's foot, or his fingers are attached to one another, or they overlap one another, so those are all mumin. But we said that the fingers being attached to one another, it depends how far the skin goes, and that it's fixable if you do surgery to separate it, even if the skin does go too far. If he has extra digits, so if and you remove it, so if it's he has it symmetrically on all of the limbs, so then even if you don't remove it, it's the Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, and the Chum say that it's possible. If he's ambidextrous, Rabbi says it's possible, the Chum say that it's kosher, and then we gave a whole list of things that would possibly Kohen, but would not possible a behema, like as having certain colored skin or being deranged or a deaf mute and things like that, although a deranged animal, one opinion said is not mina muvchar. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we gave a list of mumin on the flip side that are kosher for an adam and possible for a behema. And we spoke about a Kohen who violated the dinim of his kuhuna. So what his status is going forward. So we said until he's Madir Hana'a, he's not going to be allowed to do the Avodah. Okay, next time Hashem will pick up with the eighth parak of Maseches Becharos.